Hey, it's Greg with another Bite Size Wise. Speaking just the other day with a really good friend, and we were talking about the idea that nothing around us has any meaning of its own. In other words, nothing has inherent meaning just because it exists. But instead, it takes on the positive or negative meaning that we give to it. And we have to realize that we are loaded with positive and negative meanings, all dependent on our emotional state in that moment. So we could take advantage of that little space that we have between stimulus and response. Stephen Covey called that the essence of our humanity. Viktor Frankl called that one of our superpowers as human beings, that space between the stimulus and response to choose how we're going to respond to whatever the incoming stimulus is. And we can apply that same idea to assigning meaning to the objects and events around us. We can assign them, you know, maybe it's been a really fantastic day. You got green traffic lights all the way through everywhere you had to be. You never had to slow down. You got up to speed and you stayed there. Or all the ducks lined up. You went for a promotion and you got it. Or whatever it is that just you ended up being happy all day long. Or on the flip side, maybe you caught every red light in town, just going 3 miles from home to work. You caught 127 red lights and now you're way behind schedule. Nothing is working out the way you wanted. The hot water didn't turn on the faucet this morning. The coffee tasted flat and lifeless. Whatever it is, everything in the world around you conspired to make you unhappy. Or everything around you conspired to just lift you up and make you happy and delighted and feel wonderful about the day. And whichever one of those extremes we're dealing with in the moment makes it really, really easy to assign a positive or a negative meaning to whatever item or event is going on around us. And we can even do that without thinking, and far too often we do those kind of things without thinking at all and let them just be an automatic response to some item or some event. But what if we took the opportunity to take advantage of that little space between the stimulus and the response? Even if the stimulus is just walking in the front door and looking at your child, or looking at your dog, or looking at your cat, or looking at the couch. It could be as simple as walking in the door and looking at the couch. That stimulus, you have the opportunity to choose your response, and you can either assign a positive meaning to it or a negative meaning to it. But what if you wanted to take it a step further and gain some more practice controlling that space between stimulus and response, and give yourself some more practice at choosing your response to everything and every event and every person around you? Let's say, for example, you wanted to just practice giving everything an optimistic, positive meaning. That's going to take some conscious effort to stop, pause for a second or two, remind yourself, and choose that positive response. Or let's say you decide that it's time to give everything to practice giving things a neutral or even just barely positive interpretation. One of the ways I practiced that this weekend was to say the phrase, "Well, that's interesting, isn't it?" Every time I encountered something new, and a lot of times when I encountered some older objects, what I said was, "Well, that's interesting, isn't it?" And let me give you one very personal example. In our apartment complex, there is an area where we can all go to leave our trash. And there's a door to that trash area that is very easy to close. And you can put a little peg into a locking system, and it takes about 2 seconds to do this. And it keeps the door from flying around and making a lot of noise. Well, I've got one neighbor who refuses to close that door. I don't know why the neighbor does this, and that's not even the important part. The important part is normally that kind of thing drives me crazy, really gets under my skin. somebody leaving the door open to flap in the wind and create all kinds of extra noise that doesn't need to be there, and give the wind the opportunity to blow the trash out of the garbage area. That kind of thing would normally just really get under my skin, and I would interpret that in very negative ways, and then see that neighbor in a very negative light. And I don't know what's going on in their mind as to why they don't lock the door with that easy little mechanism. I don't know that, and it's not the kind of thing I want to engage in conversation about. So this weekend, I started practicing the idea of when I go there and notice that they've left the door open again, I started saying, well, that's interesting, isn't it? And what I realized right away, there was a drastic drop in the negative feelings I had. I still was a little irritated, still not quite happy with that neighbor. But what I noticed is the amount of negative energy that I felt dropped drastically. Probably 90 or 95% of the negative energy went away immediately just by assigning a neutral meaning to that with the phrase, well, that's interesting, isn't it? So why don't you give it a try? Try and practice taking control of that little space between stimulus and response and choosing the meaning you're going to assign to a person or an event or an item today. If you would normally want to see this thing in a negative way, how about you just take that extra little pause and say something like, well, that's interesting, isn't it? And when you say that to yourself, you may find that the negative energy dissipates right away, or you stop the negative energy altogether. So, in fact, you could even practice by finding something that you normally see as very negative or unpleasant, or something you really dislike, or something that irritates you, or whatever the case may be along that line, something that you normally have a negative meaning attached to. And instead, just start today to say, well, that's interesting, isn't it? The next time that irritating coworker says something that really gets under your skin or would normally get under your skin, you can just look at them and say, well, that's interesting, isn't it? And smile a little bit and walk away. And that will immediately change your energy and immediately help you see that in a slightly more positive light, if nothing else, in a neutral light where you're not flooding your own mind and body with negative energy and negative neurotransmitters and negative body chemistry. So just a thought, just something to try to see if you can take control of that stimulus and response and begin to interpret things at the very least more neutrally as you work towards interpreting items and events and people, places, and things more positively. So there you have it. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. If so, would you please share with a friend? And until next time, know that somebody out there loves you just the way you are. And we'll talk to you soon.